What are we going to talk about?
Don't know. Make some bullet points.
Some bullet points?
Let's talk about bullet points. Some are brass, some are aluminium, some are plastic, some are printed.
Have we started?
3D printers.
Have we actually started?
Nah.
No, it's recording.
We've
started. This is the Mind Meat Podcast.
Let's get into the podcast. Isn't even your actual music, is it?
No, I made it.
You made it.
I made it.
You met like the creator of music.
I created it.
Years in the future, people will say, "Who made
it?"
I
created it on GarageBand.
Ah, were you in your garage at the time with a band?
No, of course not.
It's funny because years in the future, you know, when people are hovering around and cruise ships like the one we're on are floating into port, and the comedians are holograms, people will say things like,
"You think so?
Who made the music for Mick Meredith's podcast? Surely it was organic. Surely it was evolution." I know. Mick Meredith made it. Mick Meredith's the creator.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Have we started?
Yes, we have started.
What do you want to talk about?
This is the podcast, and
Mick's joined by Dean Atkinson.
Yes, I'm here.
Comedy entertainer.
I normally do this on my own. I've done a few interviews recently.
I was one of them, actually, I think. Wasn't
yes,
I?
Yes.
Actually, this is my second.
I think you were the first interviewed person.
Interviewed person.
On the podcast.
This is my second foray. Is that the right word? Foray?
Foray? Well, Ray has
is
nothing to
for,
do with it, really.
Ray, if you're out there,
this is for you. Purchase!
Toast!
Toast!
In jokes already. Only in a minute
jokes.
In.
Oh, sorry. Let's go with favourite movies.
Oh, yeah, it's a good
favorite
place
movies.
To start.
What's
yeah.
the best movie you've
do you
seen?
Do it in order? What's the best movie I've seen?
What do you reckon? In recent times.
Well, you see, the thing is, I have to say Star Wars. I have to say The Force Awakens, even
right.
though... It might not
you
be true.
You do love it. How many times have you seen The Force Awakens?
I don't know, about 30. There's probably people out there that have seen it more.
I don't know, about 30.
About 30, mate.
Have you got any Star Wars paraphernalia?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah,
do you know that... I won't mention his name, but he's quite a high-profile comedian in this country. He's got the largest collection of Star Wars toys in the Southern
Well, I think you should mention his name.
No, I won't. I won't because I don't think it's appropriate because he might not want everyone to know. But I don't have any.
It's Bill Shorten, and he's not a comedian, by the way.
Well, but he did do a show and went on before you and killed.
You did actually
do that one. Yeah. As a kid, I had the toys, but I don't have them anymore. But the films, I'm fully into it. So I'd have to say, even though it possibly isn't the best film I've seen, you've got to go Star Wars because it's Star Wars. What about yourself, Mick?
Calvary's probably the best movie.
The thing with Colm.
No. It was Brendan Gleeson.
Oh, that's
about
right.
The priest.
Brendan Gleeson.
And they do. They. It's in confession, and a voice says he's going to kill him. And then the whole movie is about who was the voice.
Thanks for giving it all away. Then,
and he's meeting all these people, and you're trying to work out who's going to kill him.
And that's the whole premise of the film.
Yeah.
Kind of a whodunit in his mind.
Yeah.
But like a psychic Agatha Christie.
I'd give it a 10 out of 10, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's that
are you,
good.
Are you a person who gives 10s? I mean, don't take that the wrong way.
I just did.
And thanks very much.
I just did.
No, but I mean, like, do you think a 10 exists? Like, you know, when people say, you know, what do you rate that act out of 10? And I'm the kind of person who'd always go, like, the paramount is a 9 because I don't believe... Like Ben Hur is a 10, right?
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
Or like
the new Ben Hur,
the new Ben Hur
was a
is
1.
Is a minus 10.
Did you see it?
Well, it's a 10 without
Who
the
was
zero.
In it? Who was in it?
I don't know. It definitely wasn't Charles.
No, it was a 10 without the 1.
10 without the 1. What did I say?
10 without the 0.
It was a 10 without
so
the 10.
So it was
10.
A 1.
Who was in it? I don't know. I think some people from Coronation Street, a few old ex-neighbours actors.
A distant cousin of Charlton Heston.
Yeah, a guy in a tiger suit.
Who runs a lawn mowing business.
And it's all about that business and how they go really quick on the ride on lawnmowers and siphon the petrol.
Yeah.
Cavalry?
Calvary.
Calvary. As in the city in Texas. Calvary. Is it based in Calvary?
No. Calvary was the...
Is it in Texas, Calvary?
Isn't Calvary the hill where Jesus died?
It is that too, but I'm sure there's a...
No, it's about... It's something to do with religion, right. I'd say.
I'm an atheist, so what would I know about... Let's not go into that.
No, let's go into that.
Should we go into that?
Favourite movie of all time?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars?
Yeah. And it just has to be.
Anything other than Star Wars?
Oh, The Empire Strikes Back. No, come on. Let's be serious. Ask me again. Caravan of Courage.
What? Is that the Ewok one?
Yes, it was.
Was it terrible?
They made two Ewok films.
Was it terrible? I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either. There was a little girl and a little boy, and they got stranded off their spaceship, obviously. I mean, you know, the bus didn't break down. Mm. It was obviously a spaceship.
And they found all these teddy bears.
They found all these teddy bears, and they gone, oh, it's like, well, our burpers have come at once. And they moved to...
And then they got hungry and ate them.
It's like the best Furby present ever, and then they had Christmas lunch.
And they were delicious.
They all had
and
a
weirdly, lunch. They taste like vegetables.
Ah, that's so funny. They made two Ewok adventures. They made one called The Caravan of Courage and one called An Ewok Adventure. Almost like The Caravan of Courage wasn't an adventure. But Warwick Davis, who was, of course, the very famous actor, who's now in all sorts of things, and he was the star of the Gervais show, Life's Too Short, which I reckon is right up there with Gervais.
Yeah.
I think that's,
I can watch that again and again.
I can too.
Because it's very cringeworthy.
So cringeworthy. A lot of pathos.
Yes.
Rate the Gervais from best to worst then. And when I say worst, I mean none of them are bad, but rate Gervais series, sitcoms.
I only seen
from
a little bit
to...
of Derek.
Right, okay. So would you put that at the bottom then?
I guess so. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
But I never got into it.
Very close to the bone.
Yeah.
Especially
for
my wife, who my father-in-law was in a nursing home, and it was it's very close to the bone for some people who've cared for people who are or are caring for people in nursing homes. But a very realistic portrayal of it, though. Anyway, so Derek.
So what are his series?
Okay, so
The Office.
Yeah. Extras.
Extras.
Life's Too Short.
Life's Too Short.
And Derek.
Okay.
Well, only the four.
Well, The Office would
be The Office is first. Yeah, yeah. I'd agree
Life's
with
Life's Too Short.
I'd go extras second.
Extras.
Third, you go extras
I've only
third.
Seen a few of the extras.
All right.
But I do love them.
Yeah. Did you catch any?
Your Dirty Pillows. I always love that one with...
what was that one?
What was her name?
Because there was a famous person in each episode.
Yeah,
that's what he does. That's his thing, isn't it?
I've seen the one with Bowie.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, where he plays the song. Suddenly he comes up with a song that completely degrades
the girl
Gervais.
From Titanic.
Oh, yeah, Winslet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that,
she was great in it.
When she was trying to teach the girl dirty talk.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me fluff your dirty pillows.
She was talking about buffing up Sam Mendes' Oscar. I'm going to buff up your Oscar. No, she played a nun. It was like a Nazi story, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a good
one. That was great.
And he ended up, he was going
I
out
should,
with...
What, is that on any... Sorry.
It is on a streaming platform. I believe they're all on Netflix.
Okay.
I don't know about Derek, but I'm pretty certain that The Office and Extras are both on Netflix streaming in Australia.
I can watch The Office again. And again and again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's brilliant. I did like the American one with Carell.
Yeah,
it certainly
it was
launched
different.
That.
It was very different.
Though, yeah. That's an amazing career, Carell. I mean, that was a very, very good launch of a good career. Mm. Very different and too long, probably at the end of the day. But, yes. Yeah,
day's too long or the series was too long?
The day, this podcast is too long. We're going to be doing
yesterday
it 5 minutes.
Yesterday was the shortest day of the year.
It was. The solstice.
The winter solstice.
Did anything supernatural happen to you? Because usually it's associated
I got
with
pissed and got told off for not getting on the ship.
Ooh, mysterious. I mean, how did that happen? We'll never know, will we?
No.
These are the questions we'll never know the answer to. How did Mick Meredith get pissed at the rocks?
Well, I tended to.
Yeah.
I was drinking pints.
Yeah, that'll do it. We had a couple of pints when you jumped aboard the ship. Mm. Maybe at this point we should mention we're on a cruise ship.
We are on the Pacific Aria.
We do this kind of work. We are... employed as cruise ship entertainers, 50% of the time.
Many, many months since we've been together. And
we're
very good friends.
We're very good friends, and we're trying to remember the last time we saw each other.
I think they kept us apart on purpose.
They do it on purpose. If anyone out there is listening to this,
yes.
Have we spoken to our lawyers about this, by the way? No.
Well, I haven't got one.
Neither have I.
But I have done a course.
Yeah, so have I. An online course.
I did a how to run a business as a tradesman course. I think it's similar.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's similar to that. In fact, I'd almost say it's
exactly the same.
I think they're trying to keep us apart.
Mm.
Not the cruise companies, but our agents.
The agents.
Our management teams.
Because we do shit like this.
Mention their names.
Yeah,
well,
no,
we, didn't,
no,
we, didn't,
no,
we haven't mentioned no, the names.
No, Grey Boy and Sit Down Comedy Club.
Sit Down Comedy Club. No,
we haven't mentioned their names.
No.
We can bleep that.
We haven't mentioned their individual names.
No, Kelly Jamal or Jane Bacon.
Jane Bacon. Elise Andrews. We haven't mentioned anyone's
names. No one's names.
No, can we just say... They're wonderful people.
Wonderful people.
Can we please bleep that out?
No. Because I don't know how to do that.
They won't listen.
No.
They might listen.
They might listen.
My phone keeps going
you've got to buy drinks now.
Why? Is that what happens?
That's what happens.
Is that the latest thing?
No, that's always been around.
What's your little sound of choice when a text goes off? Let me give you a few examples. You can get the ding, or you can get
I've got the classic.
Remember that one? Classic. What's the classic? That's the classic, isn't it? I always think it's someone whistling on the bus.
Oh, you got a text, cunt! That's mine. I never get embarrassed, weirdly enough. Oh, you got a text, cunt!
Is that really yours?
Oh, you got a text, cunt!
What do you think about people that have, like, their own children laughing, their toddlers laughing? No. I don't think that's cute! In fact, I'll go as far as say, every child except for mine, I hate.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the same, yeah.
I mean, when my kids were little and, like, you know, all kids are kind of cute, but now, the teenagers, they're wonderful, we're great, you know, I'm great mates with them. I just don't really dig kids anymore.
Yeah.
I've got teenagers now and I'm just mates with them.
I think it's the part of, you're so focused as a parent when they're little.
Yeah.
And all your friends are exactly the same.
Yeah, the people around you, they're acting the same.
They all grow together and then... Yeah. And then, because a lot of my mates have young kids, and I'm like,
ugh. What's that? Yeah, no, I am too. Although I don't really socialise much with anyone, so I don't really have any friends or any friends with babies. But what do you think it is about? I don't know. For some reason, most of the people I know have got kids that are younger. People in this industry, they're just having their kids now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Maybe they're just younger. Maybe they're 10, 20 years younger than us. I don't know. But
if I never had kids, yeah, it'd be fine. If I really wanted kids, and I really wanted kids, and. I'm glad they're older.
Yeah, I am too.
It's great when they get to an adult age because you can have an adult discussion. Yeah, yeah. You can talk about movies like we've talked about. You can talk about food. You can talk about holidays.
You can talk about your material. Like you can test your material on them now. Yeah. And they go, oh, yeah, that's good, Dad. Or, you know, you think you should do it this way.
Mm.
I like my girls at 15. Well, no, I've obviously you love your kids at every age and every age is cute. But it's a really decent time right now. It's a great time having them as...
Do you think you'll love them when you're on your deathbed and they're just injecting the morphine into
What's the one that kills you?
Nothing personal.
Alcohol.
Nothing personal, Dad, as they're placing the pillow over your face.
Yeah, I think I'll be going... I still love you! I love you! That's like that old gag, isn't it? We've kind of given the punchline away, where the guy's on his deathbed and he's dying. He says, darling, I've got a confession to make. I've been unfaithful for you 14 times. She goes, darling, you're dying now. Relax. Relax. Let the poison work. Any good jokes?
Any good jokes?
You start while I think of
them. I went out with a girl the other day.
Is it a joke?
No, it's not. I've been seeing this woman, this lady.
Well, I know all about her because you've been talking about her. Will she be listening to this?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, she might. She might.
No doubt it. She doesn't know what a podcast is.
She doesn't know what a podcast is.
Because I've been living under a rock. What's a podcast? I says...
The radio.
It's like a pie. She went, okay, I'm happy with that.
Well, I love pies.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what a podcast is.
No,
I reckon that's a great sort of person to be with.
We went on a date.
Off the grid.
Yeah, we went on a date... And she said, say you're a comedian. I said, yeah. She goes, well, say something funny. I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. Come to a show. Come watch a show. I can't. Like, you're a Woolies manager.
You know, that's what bad comedians say, though.
Get me a cheap packet of Twisties.
Well, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I said, and she finally coerced me into telling her a joke. And I got halfway through the joke. She goes, that's not funny. She says, you're doing
halfway through.
You're doing an act. And I'm like, that's what I do.
Yeah. But people maybe think a joke's a joke's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And for us, like, well, for me and you, I mean, I can't...
You're a good joke teller, though.
Yeah, but you are as well, though.
No, but not off stage. On stage, I can...
I don't know, maybe
you're a good joke teller off stage.
It's funny,
On stage, awful. Whoops! Did I just say that out loud into a recording device?
On a live streaming podcast. Mm. But I'm like this thing about... Back when I did magic... I still do magic, but back when I... used to do a lot of magic for a living, doing cocktail parties, roving card tricks. You can never remember the card tricks. And I used to write them down on the flap of the card box.
Right.
Or little crib sheets. Right. But you can't do that with jokes. You can't write the jokes on your hand. And people, oh, tell us a joke, and you've got to try and get into that. My go-to one is always the one about the bear, which I told them the last book. I'm not going to do it again because it's on
the
flap.
No, I think you should.
No, I can't do it again, can I?
I think you should do it again.
Well, there's these two hunters and one of them.
How hard was it to talk you into that?
Well, there's these two hunters. Actually, it's only one hunter, isn't it? It's one hunter. He's got a bear in his sights. He fires. He misses.
Mm-hmm.
The next day... No. Can I start again?
Sure.
He fires. He misses. The bear chases him, bends him over, rogers him senseless.
Rogers him. I love that word, rogers him senseless.
Well, it keeps it semi-clean, doesn't it? Next day, he's there, he's got the bear in his sights, fires, misses, the bear chases him, Rogers him, senseless again.
Senseless again.
Senseless again. Next day, fires, misses, bear chases him, bends him over, and before he Rogers him, he says, be honest, you're not here for the hunting, are you?
Do you think bears have big cocks?
I'm sure they do.
Do you think they do? Because I've never seen a bear cock.
I've never gone searching for one, to be honest. It's an elusive...
It just appears between the fur.
It's like Bigfoot, in fact. It might be a foot. We don't know.
Might be 2 foot.
It might be 2 Bigfoot. We've seen bears, but we haven't seen Bigfoot. We haven't seen bears, Bigfoot's.
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
It's
apparently a really good documentary on a bit.
Oh, there's some great ones.
What's he made at the guy from Police Academy?
Bobcat Goldthwait. Yeah. It's called Willow Creek. Mm. You know, it's funny because I go down. Do you ever go? You go down that rabbit hole, don't you? Like the paranormal. And are you one of these people who doesn't believe, but you're fascinated?
I'm actually fascinated by religion.
I am as well. Well, isn't that a getting older thing too?
I don't know.
Isn't that like you're staring into the abyss of nothingness, and you kind of go, "Oh God, I hope there is something." I don't think there is, but it's kind of like I'm wishing more and more there is. I don't know. It's a funny thing, but I go down that rabbit hole of the paranormal. I watch that. There's that very old 70s grainy Patterson Gimlin footage of the Bigfoot walking across Bluff Creek. And I look at that and think, that's a man in a bear suit, a man in a gorilla suit. And then I go, and then some primate experts say, no, it can be, because look at the way it's walking and the knees are down where the ankles should be. And I'm like, fuck, is this real? Like, am I missing something here? Is that actually a Bigfoot? And it's like, it polarizes me,
There's not enough mystery in the world.
Well, there isn't, and I think it's nice to go down that rabbit hole of it. That's a word, too, by the way, rabbit hole, that I keep hearing on podcasts. I'm sick of hearing it.
And you've said it about 8 times.
What are the words that get used a lot on podcasts? Rabbit hole gets used a lot. Joe Rogan says that so much on his podcast.
Yeah, do you like Joe Rogan?
Love him. Yeah. Love him. Love him as a stand-up.
Do you hate him sometimes, though?
Yeah, I don't always agree with him.
Yeah. I don't like him as a stand-up.
No, really?
No, I don't like it at all. I think he's a very good storyteller, but I think he's...
Yeah.
He's too... A little bit too polished.
Yeah, a little bit too Joe Rogan.
I like it more... I like Bill Burr. I liked his older stuff than his new stuff, but he's a little bit rough around the edges. Like, his storytelling,
I agree. I think Bill Burr is a bit of a slow burner, don't you think? A bit of a slow burner.
You try to do a gag and then your mind just went, it's not working.
Do you think that it takes a few specials to get into Bill Burr, doesn't it? Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
To buy into that anger, that kind of semi-fake anger.
I love the Bill Burr.
He's a great interviewee, Bill Burr.
I took an ex-partner to see Bill Burr live at the Opera House and she hated him.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Hated him.
She's an ex now, is she?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, she fucking hated it.
I wouldn't say I'd hate Bill Burr.
I thought it was quite misogynistic, but he dances around the subject of being a bit of a misogynist, and then he whips around and goes, yeah, but hear me out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hear me out.
Best comic in the world.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. It's a tough question, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a small break while we think about this. Still can't think of it, can you?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's take the obvious, right? The obvious, like the icons. So the Pryor, the Steve Martin, the George Carlin. Would you put them into a funny bracket? Because you and I love the gag, right? We love the punchline. You were saying you don't think you're a good joke. Well, you are a good joke teller, but like off, you're not a good... But we both love a gag. Well, you're a great joke writer.
I would say the best special I've ever seen is CK at the Beacon Theatre.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, yeah.
I think pure pound for pound. Yeah. I can watch that and just get ideas... And just the way he crafts stuff.
I agree. So is that like the second special? The second CK special? Or the third one or something?
I think it was the first one where he made $1 million, selling it at $5 each.
It's so funny.
He changed the whole landscape of how to make money online.
Yeah,
which is now ruined.
Because everyone's copied it. Yeah. Just by saying, here it is, I've done it.
It's $5. It costs $5. Don't share it. Just tell your friends.
It's only $5.
So they buy $5. Yeah, and if I make $1 million, I'll... donate half of it to charity. That's brilliant. What he did. And he made $1 million in a day or something like that.
Brilliant businessman.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Just genius.
And then
you know?
Made him super popular.
It only works if you're funny, which he is.
Yeah.
Super humanly.
And that was a really good...
Yeah.
And I'll tell you an unknown comic who makes me laugh and who's in the similar vein as me is Henry Phillips.
I don't know that
musical
name.
Act.
No, I don't know.
Very
that
subtle,
name.
Great guitarist.
Mm.
Not a great singer. He more talks the words, but they're very, very good words. And his intros to his songs, I listen to that and I think, fuck, wish I could write intros like that. Because he says like a serious intro, and you're like, oh, it's going to be a great song. And then he flips it with a joke.
Right.
And you're like, oh.
Surprises you
and
with
like,
punch.
And like every time you're like, oh, he's fucking flipped it. Like you fall for it every time.
Mm. Is he American?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Henry
right.
Henry Phillips. Henry Phillips.
I'll look that up. There's so many comics and there's so many specials now too. It's in Netflix and Stan and everything's available to stream. And so what about, we talked a bit about this last night and we both came to an agreement that best Australian comic that ever lived. We both agree that was Barry Humphries.
Barry Humphries. But my favourite is Gleeson.
Yeah, me too.
And I like Callanan.
Currently, I think
Damien Callanan.
Yeah, Damien Callanan. But both friends of ours. And I think, Callanan's just a superhumanly funny person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing...
He's
you could put him in front of any audience.
The upper echelon of brain-thinking comedians.
But it's the same as Gleeson. They're both the same and they're that ilk. It's like you could put them literally in front of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You could put them both... You could say, right, here's a group of 5-year-olds, make them laugh.
Yeah.
And they'd both be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. I remember, at one point, I did a show one night and I did the bit where I get the two guys up and turn them into dummies. And I remember Gleeson going, good bit, I've got my human dummies. I've got my version of that, you know. I was like, I wonder what he means. And what he means is he's got something that appeals to everyone. That's the equivalent of getting two guys up and turning them into dummies. It's not that, but it's something like that. And I couldn't quite figure out what he meant, but everyone's got a bit they can do and it's objectively funny, you know?
Mm.
Everyone will think it's funny. And Callanan, we've done shows with Callanan on cruise ships where he's done family shows.
Yeah.
And just pulled stuff out of the bag that was crazy.
I remember that time.
Dancing in a hula hoop.
Yeah, remember when he did the, I think it was on the Jewel, Pacific Jewel, and there was no room, so people were sitting on the floor.
Mm.
And he walked on stage and just had his nuts sitting on a guy's head. The guy was sitting down and his nutsack was basically on the guy's head and just started telling jokes. Like, didn't even mention that his balls were swinging. Anyway, it's great to be here. And the guy just sat there and all the comics were just crying and like, I never would have thought of that. Because straight away, people were laughing without him doing really anything. And he was standing there, what?
Yeah, very, very funny, man.
Anyway, I'll just step back here.
I'll just step out the way for a second.
Yeah.
I love people who can just do... They can do an act in front of there. It doesn't matter who the audience are. They don't have to swear. They can if they want. It's just a slideshow.
Mm.
You were saying last night about... I don't know how we're doing for time, but you said last night that you were fascinated, and I am too, fascinated by what you call the template of someone's act.
Yes, I do like a template.
So, explain what you mean for those listeners that might not quite follow that.
Well, it's just I think you stumble across the template when you write a good show.
Yeah.
So you talk about this, and then it transforms into that, and then you finish on that. So I think Tom Gleeson probably uses a template.
Yeah, I think he does too. And I hope if he listens to this, he agrees.
Yeah.
But it's meant obviously in a good way, in an endearing way. It's like you follow a certain arc of a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like there are three acts. You know, in each act. And I think we kind of work like that too, you know. And we talked a little bit about Lawrence Mooney and that and having that sort of template as well. And I think there are other comics.
Yeah, well, that Lawrence Mooney's Lawrence of Suburbia is a very good thing to watch for a festival type show.
Because
he has stand-up and then he does acting bits in there.
Yeah.
Which breaks it all up.
Yeah. It is fascinating,
so it's like watching...
Like a slideshow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like watching different acts.
Yeah, you're not just up there telling jokes. If it's like, I think if you don't like this, don't worry, there's something else coming along in a minute. That, and if you don't like that, there'll be something else after it.
Mm.
And I think that's where sight acts and good prop acts come into their own too, because it is different every 5 minutes. So, yes.
And how are we for time? Yes.
When you say how are we for time, that's actually going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Because
care.
Something that listeners...
That's what makes a good podcast, I think. The natural stuff.
I like it.
I like it.
And this has gone pretty well.
I get lots of downloads.
But we, yeah, I know you do. How many? About 10, 12 or something?
Well, my other podcast, the Unhinged Uncast, we get about 200 downloads.
Is that the rude one?
Very rude.
Swearing in it.
Lots of rudeness. You have lots of sex talk in it.
You've said rude words in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you allowed to say anything in this? I won't because I'm a nice boy.
Yeah, yeah, no, you can swear in this.
I won't, but you did. But you're allowed to swear.
I was put explicit when I put it on iTunes.
I enjoy this podcast, even when I'm not on it.
Do you think you'll listen to this podcast?
Probably not. I might listen to it straight after we've done it.
You sure?
Hey, let's face it. Sure? We're going to listen to it right now, aren't we?
Probably.
Over a beer, because it is 1 a.m. Fuck that joke.
It is 1:39.
So how long are we?
We're in the port of Newcastle
today. We are in Newcastle.
Newcastle.
As it's known in the northeast of England.
And I was going to try, because we're on a State of Origin cruise, and I was going to try it a joke. Because they're all Queenslanders, and 2 nights ago, Queensland won the State of Origin. Everyone on the ship went to the State of Origin.
Correct.
They're all happy because they won State of Origin.
Yeah, because they're all Queenslanders.
So I was going to open with, well done, yeah, Queensland won the State of Origin, but then we fucked you up by taking you to Newcastle 2 nights later.
You should definitely open with that.
Yeah.
You should. They're all Maroons on here, aren't they?
Because it gets it out of the way.
And it also, that's something I always want to talk about, openers.
Openers,
because I'm obsessed with that. More than the Templar, I'm obsessed with the opening minute.
Yeah, the opening minute is very important.
What's the secret? What's the key to the opening minute?
Well, I told you the other day, I did a corporate and it was a terrible intro.
As usually always the case.
So, and he didn't even say I was a comedian. I went like, hey, how are you? What a great introduction that was. He didn't really say what I do for a living. I'm the stripper. Let's get into it.
Let's get into the podcast.
And then this lady started laughing ahead of who was sitting with her husband. I said, oh, you really enjoyed that introduction. And your husband's excited if I actually am the stripper. So that breaks the ice. And then they go, well, he's a comedian, obviously.
Obviously he's a comedian. Yeah. But it's a humanity, isn't it? It's like you don't just come out and tell a joke. You come out and there's a warmth to it, but it's at the same time you've got to establish some sort of authority with it, but still be a nice guy.
Well, see, I open on a ship with a little, what would you call it? A little phrase, a little
tagline. It's brilliant. Don't say it on here, but
they make them laugh, makes them think, makes them laugh, makes them...
keep it a secret,
makes
though.
Them feel that I'm on their side.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very honoured to...
I'm taking the piss out of him, but still being on their side. Mm.
I'm very honoured to have been allowed to have used that on cruise lines that you're not working on.
Yes, yes, yes. There's not many I do work on, let's face it.
Well, there are. But you work on them both a lot. Oh. You can't get enough of some of them, can you?
Lot.
Yeah, but yeah, there's that warmth, isn't it? Come out, play. Like, what do I do? I play a few little daft games, don't I? You know, a bit of
yeah, that's
little warm-ups.
I like
that. Yeah. So it's like, I was going to talk about that, and we did.
It'd be good to get some more original game stuff like that, too.
Yeah, it would, actually.
We should maybe discuss that.
We should write some of that. We should do a podcast about that.
Yeah.
We should do a podcast
about... We should do a podcast one day.
We should do one right now.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of just talking in front of a mic.
I think we're at the end of the podcast.
Is that the end of Mind Meat? What episode of Mind Meat is this?
I think this is about 31.
Was it more mind or more meat?
Well, it's pretty meaty.
You don't eat meat anymore, do you?
No, I don't eat meat at all.
Neither do I.
No.
Do you eat dairy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of dairy.
I'm off everything but cheese because, let's face it, it's delicious.
Well, I went to watch the State of Origin at the pub. The other day.
Yeah.
And the person I was with, because it was free food with in the pub.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like snacks.
Where was that, Narnia?
They had meatballs, they had fish and chips. Came in with the fish and chips.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, what's that? And the lady goes, fish and chips. And I went, oh, cool. So I took them and just took all the fish out and gave it all to the person I was with, and she went, you don't eat fish. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, they don't understand.
I don't understand why. Why don't you eat fish?
Why don't they?
There's no such thing as a vegetable fish.
No, there isn't. In fact, fish have feelings. Like, it's actually
and
proven.
Faces.
Faces, feelings, and like, you know, you take them away from their young and eat. Look, I don't want to get on a rant about vegetarianism.
I'm not a wanker vegetarian. I eat vegetables because it's made me lose weight and makes me feel healthy.
It keeps you fit, but there's also an ethical question in there too.
Yeah.
It's for another time, but I don't want to... You and I don't have to worry anymore about being the guy that eats the cat. We don't have to do that anymore.
No.
We're done with that. Just keep drinking.
Yeah. Fucking had 1,000 last night. And I think that wraps everything up.
All right, well, it was a pleasure seeing you again, Mick. Was my hair all right for this, by the way?
It was. It looked good.
Did you like the few tricks I did and the bit of juggling halfway through? Do you think it'll come across?
I think you don't really understand how this works, but good on you for entertaining me. Well, my name's Mick Meredith.
And I'm Dean Atkinson. And this...
you've been listening to...
Mind Meat.
Mind Meat.
Mind Meat. That's the end of the podcast.
we never did. Wow, 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 wow